This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line. This morning we're going to have some fun because we're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, and you can't do that without having a lot of fun. And we have a whole room full of folks with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about a variety of issues. And later on in the program, if you have questions about the Parks and Recreation Department, you can call us with any questions you might have. Melinda Tate's with us this morning, Ron Steed, Becky Johnson, and Nikki Hensley is going to be joining us momentarily. Good to have all of you here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start off with Melinda, and I understand you're having a small fry triathlon type event. Is that right?
Yes. This is for kids ages 2 to 6, and it's a blast. The kids start out running a very short distance, and then they'll hop on their tricycles or bikes or scooters, whatever they have with wheels on it, and they will get on those and ride for a very short distance. And then they'll run through sprinklers, so that's the swim part.
Oh, yeah.
And each child will receive a trophy, and they have a blast. Some kids even get in line and do it again.
Well, and this is for the little kids, really little kids.
Little kids, 2 to 6.
Okay. And they will have a ball.
Oh, they do. This. The parents have fun. It's a blast.
When is this going to be?
It is June 2nd. It's Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock. It's from 10 until 11. And if you want to participate, or if your child wants to participate, they can sign up early that morning, maybe about 10 minutes before 10, get mm-hmm. there a little bit early. Or they can pre-register at SportsCom or Patterson Community Center or at Barfield Crescent Park.
Okay. And now, where is this located, by the way? Where will this event be?
It's at Old Fort Park.
At Old Fort, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, should the kids bring their own tricycle?
Yes, they'll need to bring their tricycle and a helmet.
Okay. I didn't know you had to have a helmet on a tricycle. Okay. I'm sort of out of touch. Tricycle and helmet. Okay. Our youngest grandchild is not quite at the tricycle age yet.
Well, the
Close.
Parents can help a little bit
That's
if
right.
they need some help.
Now, yours is probably there.
The 3-year-old, yes,
yeah.
yes, he can do it.
Okay. So this is going to be really neat. This is coming up Saturday, June 2nd, 10 to 11. And this is for the little kids.
Yes, and pre-registration starts next week
okay.
after Memorial Day.
Pre-registration next week, okay. While you're here and we're talking about pre-registration, there's another pre-registration that's next week, and that's the Middle Half Marathon.
Yeah, the Middle Half, where registration begins June 1st, which is Friday. And last year we sold out in 11 days. And have no idea what's going to happen this year, but if anyone is planning on running the Middle Half, they may want to check it out and sign up early.
How many contestants or how many runners will be allowed this year?
This year we're staying at 2,500.
Okay, so if you sold out in 11 days last year,
mm-hmm.
people better get on the stick and be ready. Is the entry form on the internet?
It will be on June 1st.
Okay.
And they can go to themiddlehalf.com to register online.
Okay. So June 1st.
A lot faster that way.
Yeah. And you know, who knows? You may fill up in a few hours this time.
Well, we never know.
So don't be left at the starting line wondering why you didn't get a number. Let's see. Becky is here to talk a little about some of the summer camps, and we're right here at the beginning of summer camp time.
It is. Summer camp is around the corner. And if some people have been registering their kids, but I think school's done the end of this week, so people are going to start wondering where they can place their children this summer to have a nice, enjoyable, safe experience. And we have a ton of programs. I'm just going to kind of go down the list and highlight some of them. We have our sports camp, which is at SportsCom, and that camp runs several weeks throughout the summer, and that's from 9 to 5. And then that, you contact Thomas Laird for that program. Mm-hmm. We have a soccer camp, which the Murfreesboro Soccer Club does, and they can sign up for that at murfreesborosoccer.com. We have Heritage Camp, which will be at Cannonsburg. That is the week of July 30th through August 3rd from 9 to noon. And that's a unique camp because they focus on how people lived when Cannonsburg Village was originally designed and whatnot. My older daughter does that every year and loves it.
Oh, I bet.
And surprisingly enough, Chore Day is her favorite day. It's not at my house, but at Heritage Camp, it is.
She steps. Maybe you should let her do it the old way at your house.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Go out and beat the rugs with yes. a stick and things like that.
So that's a great camp. We have Nature Camp, which is the camp for younger kids. That's ages 6 to 8. And they just get outside and really experience the outdoors with the Wilderness Station staff. And that camp is the week of June 11th through 15th. So that one's coming up pretty quick. We have, I'll let Nikki talk a little bit when she talks about aquatics, but we do have a Guard Start Junior Lifeguard Camp, which is a great program to get kids into who may want to be future lifeguards. We have new, which I'm sure Nikki's really going to talk about, our scuba diving camp.
Ooh.
That'll be out at SportsCom this summer. We have Cheerleading Camp, which is the camp that I like to run each summer. And that's for girls who've either never cheered or who have cheered and maybe wanting to try out for a school squad. And that is the week of July 9th through 13th. And that'll be at Patterson Park. We do have a youth tennis camp, and they can sign up through the Tennis Association, which is murfreesborotennis.com. Our cultural arts staff is doing a creative arts day camp. That's June 25th through the 29th. And that Terry Ann Womack runs that, so that's sure to be a great day camp experience. Ron's going to talk a little bit here about Patterson Park offers a camp experience as well throughout the summer for people to come, for young children to come and spend the day at Patterson Park. I didn't mention yet, because they're pretty much full, but the Wilderness Station staff does do two adventure camps and a reptile camp.
Ooh, that'll get attention.
Yes, and they're wildly popular, but people can be put on a wait list in case somebody drops out prior to camp for those. And if to get all the specifics about camps, they'll want to go to our website, which is murfreesborotn.gov/parks, or they may call our main office at 615-890-5333, because there's just a ton of different camps going on at different times, different weeks, different locations, but there's definitely something for just about every kid out there.
Sounds like fun. And if you need to look at all of these to figure out which one is the best for your child, good way to do it is to go to your Rec Connection.
Yes.
The book you published, the magazine.
Yes. The information's in our Spring Rec Connection and also in our Summer Rec Connection, which mm-hmm. is starting to go out this week.
All righty. And we have some of the spring ones downstairs.
Yes.
And will you bring us some summer
yes,
ones when they're
ready? Yes, I will be.
Ready? Okay. So you can come by the station and get those. Ron Steed is here with us, and lots going on at the Patterson Community Center. Tell us a little about that, Ron.
Absolutely. We are wrapping up our after-school program as school is ending. We're gearing up for our summer program, which we've themed Teamwork this year. Registration will be through June 3rd. So now through June 3rd, the program will actually run from June 4th through August 3rd. Mm-hmm. And that's every day, 10 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. And what we'll do is we'll start off with breakfast with the youth starting at 10 a.m. We'll do lunch at 12 p.m. and then we'll do a number of different activities during the day. The ages for this program is 8 to 12, our younger youth, and then we'll do a separate program for those teens 13 through 17. So what we want to kind of do is make the, our program age specific as far as the activities that they do each day. So each kid can come and kind of have an experience that's tailored for their age group, and we're really excited about that portion of it.
And you have something going on all through the summer months.
Absolutely. We've got a number of different field trips each Friday. So each week we'll do a field trip, and again, those trips are specific for our teen group and our younger group as well. And we'll do a number of different activities from dance to involvement in the Read to Succeed program. So we've got a lot of different stuff that we want to kind of throw at the kids and have fun with them this summer.
Probably the best theater in town, the best auditorium.
Absolutely.
Is right there at the Patterson Community Center. And I think going right along with that, one of the most phenomenal pools, and it's indoors with the, what do they call that, the zero entry level? Yeah. Where it's sort of like a beach, I guess. I mean, you start, you just walk into it, and it gets deeper as you go farther.
Absolutely.
Complete with the water slide and everything.
Sure, yeah. We're lucky. It makes it easy for us to have such great amenities over at the center.
And another area, which I'm guessing is pretty popular, is the computer room.
Yes, sir, in our library there at Patterson.
So people can take advantage of that, and we don't want to learn anything in the summer.
we'll try to slide it in there. We'll try to slide it in there and make it
it's
fun.
It's great and to see all of that fun that's happening through the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And a lot of folks, in addition to the kids, a lot of adults, are taking advantage both of Patterson and SportsCom as a place to do some good workout and have people who can help you from hurting yourself.
Absolutely. So one-stop shop.
That's right. They have it all right there.
Yes, sir.
Even the fire department comes over once in a while and sprinkles the kids down with the splash days.
Yes, sir, during National Night Out.
Those are always fun events, and Patterson Community Center is one of the gems in the Murfreesboro Crown there. And just a wonderful place. Check it out. And what are the hours over there, Ron?
Well, we have a number of different hours, and let me get the specific hours to make sure I get it right. So we're open 6 a.m. through 9 p.m., Monday through Friday. And our hours change up on the weekends just a little bit, and we're open from 8 until
4:30
unless we have special events there. So
okay, that keeps everybody on their toes. Keep
yes,
those dates, keep those hours fluctuating there. Sounds like a lot of fun. If you have any questions, give Ron a call at the Patterson Community Center. Nikki Hensley is with us, and lots of things happening in the swimming area. Tell
yes,
us about that.
Lots and lots of things happening. Well, as I'm sure everyone has written on their calendar, Borough Beach opens up this Saturday, 10 a.m. Come early, because I'm sure there will be a line.
I had that written down. I wasn't sure what it meant. What is the Borough Beach? Where is that?
Borough Beach is the new addition at SportsCom. Well, new as of 2 years ago. It's the wonderful water park of Murfreesboro.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was called the Borough Beach.
We actually ran a contest the first summer it opened to have people make suggestions of names, and Borough Beach was actually the most people came up with that.
They kept telling you, Borough Beach.
Mm-hmm, okay. So that's the name that we chose to go with, Borough Beach. Part of it's because of that zero depth entry, that beach feel
right
to it. So,
do you still have the sand area for the volleyball and what have you?
Yes.
Okay.
And we even got new nets. It's really nice
over
there.
New nets. Boy, we're in the in crowd.
Yes,
now.
We are. We're the place to be.
Well, tell us more about the aquatics program.
All right. Well, Saturday is opening day. Then Memorial Day, when everyone's off, we'd like everyone to come to the pool. We're going to be overly staffed, so we'll get tons and tons of people in. That's 10 to 4:30 as well, and it's just going to be a huge day. So on your off day, come celebrate at the pool. We'll have games, prizes, concession food, and slushies and music.
Ooh.
So it should be a lot of fun.
So Memorial Day is the official opening of the outdoor pool.
That's our kickoff, but the official day is Saturday, the 26th.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you can start and the indoor pool at Patterson has been open all along.
Every day, all day.
And so has the indoor at SportsCom.
Yes, sir.
So you've had indoor swimming, but now you can get outside and enjoy the rays of sunshine.
That's right. And also this summer, like Becky said earlier, we're having a junior lifeguard camp
And that's for kids 11 to 14 who, if they think they might want to be a lifeguard one day, which I highly recommend, they can come and get their lifeguard or their junior lifeguard certification. We're going to have two sessions during the summer, one in June and one in July. So sign up because it's popular and they go fast. And also, we're having our first ever scuba diving camp.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds neat.
It's going to be very cool. We have partnered with Jeff Parnell over at Cornerstone Scuba over there by the mall off of Old Fort. Mm-hmm. And you can get your open water scuba diving license. So that should be a lot of fun. I think I'm going to take it.
So you can, and people, you don't have to go down to the Keys or Caribbean to do scuba diving.
No.
You can do it anywhere.
Yeah, you can do it here. There's apparently, I didn't know this until recently, there's a few places here that people, in Murfreesboro, that people come to Murfreesboro to go scuba dive at.
Natural places?
Yeah,
natural places. Like the Stones River?
I don't think that one's deep enough, but there's a few rock quarries and such around here.
Okay, so you can tell I've never scuba dived. So you need depth.
You need depth, yes.
Okay. So which rock quarry has the depth? I mean, what kind of depth are we looking for?
I think definitely to submerge your body. So I would say 10 feet plus. I know the rock quarry has like caves that you can go into. I don't know where it is, but one day I'm going to find out, and I'm going to go there.
Share it with us when you get
there. I will, yes.
Okay. So now let's go back to the lifeguard camp where you teach youngsters to be lifeguards. Once you get that designation, do you have enough jobs to get the kids?
You know, this summer we actually had to up how many lifeguards we hired. We hired 30 new guards this year in addition to what we already have. So we total lifeguards will have 58 this year. We'll have 6 head lifeguards, 1 pool manager, 1 aquatic program specialist, and 2 full-time people. So we're really growing. So, you know, and actually we've hired quite a few of kids. Few of the kids who've gone through the lifeguard camp.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the age you're looking for once they get their license?
A 16. 16.
Okay.
To work for us, but this camp is 11 to 14.
So they can go through the camp, really get proficient at this,
right?
And then have a summer job that you would not believe.
Right. I started off as a summer lifeguard and I never left.
Now, do you do the lifeguarding also during the polar bear plunge?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We sit up in the lifeguard stand and hope no one needs us.
That's right. That, so you don't plunge. You just
stand
up there with a heavy coat.
Right. In hopes that we don't have to plunge.
Right. Well, I tell you, there's just so many great opportunities being offered to especially the young folks here in the area through the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. You need to check that out and get more information on it. Tell you what, let's do. Let's pause for just a moment. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back. And with this group of folks, they are ready to answer any question you might have. So if you have a question about movies under the stars, wilderness camping, renting a place for a family reunion, we are ready to take your questions. 893-1450. That segment is coming up next.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro. Hey, call a friend right now. Spread that news.
The Ford F-150 has been named the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Visit the Swap Your Ride sales event today at Ford of Murfreesboro to take advantage of their low interest loans. F-150s are starting out for as little as $18,995. Your F-150 is awaiting you. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom-make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call 896-1407
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning once again. Wrapping up our traffic reports for this morning. Still very busy on Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, also I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Still lots of congestion through there. Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane in Murfreesboro. Still very busy. Also I-24, as you make your way into Midtown, lots of congestion through there. The National Flea Market is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, located at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds, I-65 and Wedgwood Avenue. Come out for a unique shopping experience this weekend. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have mainly cloudy skies for today, then gradually becoming sunny. Our highs will be warming into the mid-70s. We'll have a north-northwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 66.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Murfreesboro owned. Murfreesboro proud. Talk radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Welcome back, and this is a segment where we open up the phone lines. If you have any questions dealing with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, we've got the pros here to answer those questions. 893-1450, it's Stump the Pros Day. 893-1450, and we're taking questions dealing with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. One of my favorite things is Movies Under the Stars. And when will that get started?
That starts June 4th.
Just around
2 weeks away.
Yeah.
And we have Mondays starting June 4th. It'll be at Kaysen Lane Trailhead. Tuesdays, it's at Cannonsburg Village. Thursdays at Siegel Neighborhood Park. Fridays at Mitchell Nielsen Primary. And Saturdays, Hobgood Elementary School. So that just rotates each week, and each week there'll be one movie for the week. So they could go any day of the week to see that movie. If they really like it on Tuesday, they can go again and see it on Thursday. But it's one movie for the week. It's just five different locations.
And they're free.
Free. Absolutely free. The only thing we charge for is we have a Movies Under the Stars trailer where we'll have popcorn and snow cones and drinks if they want to. But they can bring their own picnic if they want to. I've seen lots of people come and they bring their blankets and their pizza and they just make a whole night out of it.
Now, this started back in 1947. So, I mean, there are people who are taking their grandchildren to this event. And they used to see those movies.
Well, I'm very excited because I've been taking my children to it. I've lived in Murfreesboro for about 7 years now, and we're always calling my mom and saying, oh, we're going to the movies in the park tonight. Well, she will be here this first week, and I'm taking her to Kaysen Lane Trailhead.
All right.
And we're going to watch the movie.
And she needs one of those snow cones.
Oh, I'm
they
sure she'll.
They are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so that starts June the 4th, Movies Under the Stars. Another one of the areas that is really popular is your wilderness camping, where you actually go out there and camp, and there are no conveniences out there. I mean, this is wilderness camping.
They have to take the Leave No Trace workshop before they can camp in our park so that they know how to backpack in, what's essential to take to go camping, and what to do with their waste and whatnot.
I mean, it's that wilderness that
it
that
is.
Extent.
There's
okay.
There is. I believe there is a restroom out there if they really need it. But
or if you really want to walk.
Yes, it's about a mile back. So they meet at the wilderness station and walk back as a group, and they have a campfire, and then they camp
and
whatnot.
Neat. And this is near the river, isn't it?
Yes, near the Stones River.
Do you fish and things like that? Why? I mean, if you're wilderness, you're going to catch your own food.
I don't know that they do that.
Okay. So check out the wilderness camping, and is that on a regular basis?
They have specific times. So the best thing to do is to call the wilderness station at 217-3017 to find out about the workshop and when they do camping. I don't believe they do it in the very hot months of the summer, in July and August, because it's just too hot and they don't light campfires and whatnot during that time. But definitely call the wilderness station so that they know when the next camping is, so that they can get on the list to participate in that activity.
Right. There was something in our news a while back about how public pools at some point, and I think it was this year, which would be this summer, had to have some type of a device that enabled handicapped persons to get into the pools. And there was a lot of discussion about it because this is a very expensive piece of equipment. And they were estimating that a lot of the pools and motels would be closing because they couldn't put out the money. Is that affecting you?
No, it's not affecting us because we've been compliant with that rule for years, thankfully. You know, at Patterson Park, we have a mobile device that it sits right there by the pool, and it's approximately 1,000 pounds, and we just, you know, put it by there, put the brakes down, and you can lower anyone into the water. At SportsCon, we have a permanent chairlift that's mounted onto the side of the pool. Same thing, you sit in it and it lowers you into the water. And we have one for the outdoor pool too, that's like the one at Patterson. But of course it stays inside, and if we need it, we take it out there because of weather. But so yeah, we're very compliant.
Interesting to know that we have been compliant before you had to be.
That's right, we're proactive.
Now I'm just curious, if you're in a wheelchair and you're going to enter the pool, on these zero depth pools, could you not do it that way also?
Yes, you absolutely could. And we have a few people who do it that way. And our lifeguards are so helpful, and they'll help anyone into the pool. They'll move lap lanes for you, whatever you need. But we've had many people enter through the zero depth entry. And at Sports Calm, we don't have that, but we do have a ramp there that they'll use.
Fantastic. So see there? Murfreesboro is always on the cutting edge.
That's right.
So let's talk a little about some of the exercise activities that are in the water, because I've heard so many people say that is the best way to exercise.
Absolutely. You know, the more you exercise in the water, you are giving your joints a break. You know, when you're out running, you're pounding that pavement. It's, you know, your ankles, your hips, your knees, all that is taking a beating. I mean, it's a great workout. I love doing it. But in the water, you weigh practically nothing. And it's wonderful for people who, you know, for older people, if their arthritis is bothering them, we try to keep our pools at a pretty warm temperature, which is they like that. But also, if you just want to go get a good workout, I think a lot of people think that water aerobics is for older people. Not at all. If you put your heart into it, you're going to get a great workout. And it's wonderful. I recommend it.
So if you're wanting to stay slim, you can do this.
That's right. Absolutely.
All ages.
All ages. It's very water is just such a good workout, complete workout. Your arms, your legs, your abs, your bottom, everything.
Now, is this something that people need training in doing, or do you just go do it naturally?
Just show up. Trainers.
Do you just jump in and swim around? Is that exercise, or are there certain things you need to do?
Well, if you are looking for a specific workout, we have those there at Patterson and SportsCom, and those are instructor-led classes. And also, this summer, we are starting an outdoor pool. We're going to do a training for people who maybe want to swim competitively, like in a triathlon or something. And we're very lucky to have such a great staff. A bunch of our lifeguards and head lifeguards are actually swim coaches in the area, and they are going to be training triathletes who want to maybe work on their time or their stroke perfection and all that. So that's 8:00 Saturday mornings at the outdoor pool.
So if you're interested in doing that, 8:00 Saturday mornings.
8:00 Saturday morning. Just show up.
And
that's right.
If you showed up this Saturday, they're doing it this Saturday?
No, it'll start the first Saturday of, I guess, Next Saturday. Not this, but next Saturday.
June 2nd.
Everybody's
playing this Saturday.
That's right. We're having fun this Saturday.
Not that the other is not fun. But
it's a little bit more work.
That's right. It's going to be a lot of great opportunities to get yourself in good shape at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Let's talk a little more, because we haven't really focused on this that much. And I just realized we have somebody who's patiently waiting with a question. Let me go ahead and get them on the air, and I apologize for having them wait so long. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question. Is there any plans on having maybe music classes like introduction to guitar? And the second thing is, I would like to see more homeschool classes that you offer at Patterson Park. Maybe at Sports Comp be offered during the day, because that's what's convenient for homeschoolers, is that we don't have to go after school. And some of those are offered now at 3, and I'd like to see them. I probably can speak for the homeschool community that we'd like to see them during the day. So if you could address those two things about music classes and then maybe the homeschool classes during the day. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I'll definitely pass on the music to Terry Ann Womack, who does our cultural arts. I know she has looked into those types of things, so I think it's logistics, but I'll definitely make sure that she knows that people are looking for that, and we'll pass on to our homeschool people that suggestion about the times. And sometimes it's logistics, but it's good to know what people want, because we definitely want to try to meet people's needs and make sure that we're offering things at the appropriate time, so we will definitely pass that on.
And I guess her issue was about guitars. So, you know, after she mentioned that, I'm thinking that's probably the most common universal instrument, if there was one, that sort of fits in at the parks, or no matter where you are.
Oh,
you
definitely. Just sitting at the park, strumming your guitar.
Yeah. And for guys, I always remember the guys who played the guitars, they were always the one who had the girls. I never learned how to play a guitar, though, so I guess that's where I went wrong. If you had had that course, you could have changed my life. 893-1450 is the number. Oh, about her question dealing with the daytime facilities, activities for homeschooling, is any of that offered right now?
We are offering homeschool PE Monday through Thursday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m., and that lasts, obviously, through the school year. And like Becky said, if you have any additional suggestions, feel free to give us a call over at Patterson at 893-7439 and just ask for Ron Steed, and we'll try to get you hooked up.
Okay. And the homeschooling here in our community is very well organized. I'm very impressed with this. Do they have regular places that they meet for classes that the parents may not be proficient in teaching to sort of fill in the middle places?
There are groups and websites that kind of link those parents up. I'm not sure exactly what that address is, but again, I can look for that information, and if you'll give me a call over at Patterson, we'll try to get you that information.
Okay, so the Parks and Recreation Department sort of brings everybody together. We had talked a little bit earlier about Cannonsburg, and you had talked about some of the activities over at Cannonsburg. You know, that is perhaps one of the best-kept secrets. Obviously, it's not a big secret during Uncle Dave Macon days, but the rest of the time, a lot of people have never been to Cannonsburg before, and it's a full-size village. I mean, it's not a little bitty replica. It has buildings that you walk into, a general store, old houses, log cabins, everything. And it comes to life especially during the warm weather months.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, Cannonsburg is open to the public to come and just walk through and tour the buildings. Right now, you could get a tour Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4. Mondays, the office is closed, but anybody can walk through at any point in time and look at the buildings. But during those hours, there's people on site who can give them a tour and a narrative as they go through. We also do lots of reservations. They rent out the gazebo. the church chapel. It's very popular for small weddings, but it's extremely popular for that. And they have all kinds of rental packages if you wanted to do weddings, picnics, family reunions. So Canonsburg is, you know, you can rent it and have your group of people there, or you can just show up and visit. Or on the third Friday night of every month, we have a concert series, which is free. And that starts June 15th. So June 15th, July 20th, and August 17th from 7 to 9:30 p.m., they'll have free music. Just come out to the park, bring your blanket, your lawn chair, and enjoy bluegrass music. You can also get up and dance if you want as well.
Ah, okay. And what time again is that?
7 to 9:30.
Okay.
And it's the third Friday night of every month. We call it our third Friday night concert series.
Ah.
At Canonsburg.
Another opportunity to check out Canonsburg. Of course, we mentioned Uncle Dave Macon Days. I think that's July, is it 13th, 14th, 15th? It's whatever the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are.
I believe
in mid-July.
So.
I don't have a calendar on me.
I'm trying to find the dates as we speak. I know in our next radio show we are definitely going to be, yep, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. And we will definitely have somebody that speaks at our June show, mm-hmm. who will talk about Uncle Dave Macon Days, so that really gets people excited a few weeks out.
That brings people in who come here from different countries
all
to see
over
this.
The place to come to Uncle Dave Macon Days. It is a popular event.
Very definitely. Now, one area we don't want to overlook, and that is the Greenway 100. And I know this is something that is near and dear to Melinda's heart. And how is that going? What are people, is it too late to sign up for the Greenway 100?
Yes, registration for that has passed.
So it's too late.
It's too late this year. We're probably do it again next year, but we've had quite a few people sign up to walk or run, hop, skip, jump, crawl, whatever.
Okay.
As long as they do 100 miles on the Greenway, and we give them a chart, they mark off the distance, and then they turn their chart in for a t-shirt and certificate. It's a good goal. We've discovered that a lot of times people need a goal, mm-hmm. to get up and get going.
Now, they have those who've already signed up between now and when is it to complete?
Right, they have a year to complete it.
So even if you hadn't signed up, you ought to be able to do 100 miles between now and whenever.
Next May.
Yeah, so, you know, you don't have to sign up. Just go out there and do it and feel proud of yourself for
That's
accomplishing
right.
that.
That's right. We also have a scavenger hunt that you can download online. It's great for the kids. They can check off if they see someone running or if they see an insect or a flower. Lots of things on the scavenger hunt. It keeps the mm-hmm. kids busy.
Now, you're regularly out on the Greenway. What kind of things are you seeing? It's always something different with each season, but what has impressed you the most?
What impresses me is the diversity of people out there. We'll see people rollerblading on bikes, running, walking. People will be fishing along the side. It's just a variety of activity on the Greenway.
And how many miles do we now have of Greenway?
We have right at 12 miles.
Okay. So there's how you can get 100 miles pretty easily.
Pretty easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out and do it. You'd be amazed as to what you can do if you really try. So that's all with the Greenway system. And are you? What is the next segment of Greenway that you're going to be working on?
We're working on extending to Barfield Park. And that'll probably be within the next year or so.
Okay. Cason Lane Trailhead about almost at the end of it right mm-hmm. now.
It extends about a mile and a half from Cason Lane going toward the Barfield direction.
Is it going along the river? Because I have not gone beyond Cason Lane Trailhead toward Barfield. I haven't gone in that direction.
Yes, it goes by there occasionally. Sometimes it'll go a little bit farther from the river, but mm-hmm. Yeah, basically it is.
Just beautiful area and some
oh,
of the
it is.
Most gorgeous bridges. I don't know who's designing these, but they are very attractive. That bridge near Cason Lane that goes over the river
mm-hmm.
is phenomenal.
We have a lot of people come out to take photographs. It's a great place to take pictures, and it's a great place to relieve some stress just by walking.
Sounds like a good afternoon stroll and a good opportunity to get the family together. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing terrific. I was wondering about the Greenway extensions. When are they going to extend, and what is the proposed route to connect Walter Hill to Thompson Lane? And I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks again. Walter Hill to Thompson Lane, okay? Because you own a lot of that's another secret. You own Walter Hill Park.
We do have Walter Hill Park. I'm not positive. Angela Jackson, who is our assistant director, she's been working with the Greenways, and she would be the best one to answer that. And her number is 890-5333. I know that's in the future we hope to plan, but I don't know that it's funded or definitely in the works yet. Right now we're just focusing on obtaining the section that we want to pursue towards Barfield Crescent Park, and then building that Greenway extension to that park. I know that's a definite, and I think we're looking at about 2013.
That would be long Greenway right there, because you think where Walter Hill is, obviously you're going to follow the path of the river on over toward Thompson Lane Trailhead, I guess. That's a long way.
I believe it is, and I believe that's the ultimate goal for the Greenway, and I know there's even been talk about connecting all the way through Smyrna, Laverne, and Nashville, but each person has to do their part to connect that, but that would be...
And we are in the process. We have a committee formed, and we're looking at a 25-year plan, and whether we want to extend the Greenway farther out, or do we want to connect different communities to the existing Greenway. We're also looking at bikeways and blueways, and just looking at the 25-year growth and where everything
will go. That is a blueway along the river? Is
yes.
that what that is? Okay. See, I'm trying to get these terms correct. I saw the word blueway, and I'm thinking, what is that? So, okay. 893-1450 is our number. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. We'll take some more calls. Right now, though, let's pause and hear from the fine folks at Heritage Federal. Heritage South, that is a great place for your money.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're visiting with Tina Fox at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Come visit us for all those gardening needs. We have everything you need to take care of the insects or disease on your plants. We have a wonderful gift selection. We have a great clothing department, wonderful pet and bird department. And of course, as always, we have the great farm store. So come visit us at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Right now, head over to the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Weather Eye.
Well, a mainly cloudy skies for today, then gradually becoming sunny. Our highs will be warming into the mid-70s. We'll have a north-northwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Right now, 66.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Hey, I've got a question for you. Is your lawn being ruined by moles and voles? Well, Bonide has the solution. Bonide's Mole Max is an effective repellent to use against moles, voles, rabbits, gophers, groundhogs, squirrels, skunks, and other burrowing animals. The environmentally friendly Mole Max formulation makes it a great product to apply in areas where children and pets play. Just apply 3 or 4 times per year to send these nuisance animals away. Bonide's Mole Max is available in a 10-pound bag to cover 5,000 square feet, or at a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flower and vegetable gardens. Molmax, it's available also in a quart-size ready-to-spray liquid with a built-in hose-end sprayer. Where do you get Molmax? Well, you can get it at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church. Yep, they've got it at the Co-op. They also have it at Martin's Home and Garden, and that's on Memorial, right across from Demas Restaurant, Martin's Home and Garden. Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We have about 3 minutes left in the program, so if you have a question dealing with the Parks and Recreation Department, you need to call quickly, because we're in the danger zone and about out of time. 893-1450. I don't want to leave without talking about Splash Out. Is that right?
Yes. We have a Splash Out, which is the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department comes out and they spray the hoses. They spray them up in the air, otherwise they'd spray the children right off the parking lot. And the kids can just run around in the water. And that is for birth through 12 years who bring a parent or a grandparent with them. And they meet at several different locations. The first is Thursday, June 14th at Siegel Neighborhood Park. Then Thursday, June 28th at Barfield Crescent Park. And then Thursday, July 19th at Old Fort Park. And it's from 1:30 to 3. And you just come and you bring clothes to get wet in and just run around while they spray the hose from the fire trucks and just run around. It's a great program. It's just so much fun to see the kids running around, screaming, yelling, getting wet.
The hotter the day, the better.
Oh, definitely.
So head on over there. And once again, those locations and dates?
They are June 14th, Siegel Neighborhood Park, June 28th, Barfield Crescent Park, and July 19th, Old Fort Park.
Okay.
And that'll be in our Rec Connections as well.
And before we leave today, let's remind them once again, this is Memorial Day weekend coming up, and the Borough Beach is officially open Saturday.
Yes.
And if you're wondering where the Borough Beach is, where is it?
It's the water park at SportsCom.
Okay. So we'll have those long lines again. That's always exciting to see those lines of the kids and adults trying to get up to that slide.
Oh.
Boy, that is popular. Whoever designed that one, they came up with a winner. So you can go back to the Borough Beach starting Saturday, and let's fill the place. And Movies Under the Stars starts June the 4th. Just so many things. You need to get a copy of the Rec Connection and take advantage of all the great things offered by the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Special thank you to Melinda Tate, Nikki Hensley, Ron Steed, and Becky Johnson for joining us today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Much more to come here on WGNS. Now, tomorrow at this time, with the Memorial Day weekend coming up, we're going to be talking about how Memorial Day should be more than just a day off. We're going to be talking with some folks who are involved with Rolling Thunder. And you know all about them. Those are true flag wavers. That'll be tomorrow at this time. I'll see you then.